Are we ready?
Reporter, please.
It's on. Okay. We will open up the Board of Education regular meeting for the Roland Unified School District November 7th at 5:31 p.m. Roll call.
Perfect. David Malkin?
Present.
Donna Friedman?
Here.
Carrie Chen?
Here.
Lynn Ebenkamp?
Here.
Angelina Pride?
Here.
All board members are present.
Thank you. Next, we have the adoption of the agenda of the regular board meeting of Monday, November 7th, 2016. May I get a motion?
I move.
Second. I have a motion by Donna Friedman, a second by Carrie Chen. Any items to pull?
I have two items I'd like to have pulled.
Go ahead.
Under the educational consent items, 8B4 and 8B as in boy 5.
8B4 and 8B5. Any additional items?
Staff has an item of change to the agenda. There's an item under closed session. It's item 2C, public employee discipline dismissal release. And the employee has requested that this item be heard in open session. And so this item will be heard prior to the board recessing into closed.
Thank you. May I get a rescind of the previous motion that's on the floor, Ms. Friedman?
Yes.
Mr. Chen? Thank you. So may I get a motion to adopt the agenda of the regular board meeting of Monday, November 7th, 2016, with the following items pulled for further discussion, 8B4, 8B5, and for the item of 2C to be heard during open session.
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
Second.
Second by Carrie Chen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we'll move into public comments on closed session agenda items only.
So for this particular item before the board, under 2C is public employee discipline dismissal release. We have a recommendation for dismissal for the board to hear. When there is a conversation regarding an employee discipline that will be heard in closed session, the employee is always afforded the opportunity to have that item heard in open session. And in this case, the employee has requested that it be heard in open session. So at this time, I'd like to turn it over to Dennis Bixler, our Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, that will share the information and the item with you. And then the employee will also have an opportunity for comment.
Thank you. The floor is yours, Mr. Bixler. Is there a time limit on the...
For the employee, there is, and it's 5 minutes.
Testing. Okay. There we go. I don't know as if that was working so well. Good afternoon, Governing Board and Superintendent Mitchell. Related to closed session item 2C, I'll be presenting a recommendation for the release from all employment with the Roland Unified School District of employee number AU271-2470. The employee has been served with a notice of charges, which you've been provided. He's been afforded an opportunity for a Skelly hearing, and a determination of the Skelly officer, which was provided to the employee, has also been provided to you. While personnel matters are generally reserved for closed session, the employee was informed of his right to have the matter heard in open or closed session. The employee submitted his request in a timely fashion to have the matter heard in open session. Accordingly, copies of the relevant documents are available for interested members of the public, and if anyone would like a copy of the notice of charges, they're available here with Ms. Sapir Hakopian. The recommendation for dismissal is based on violation of Personnel Commission rules and regulations and board policy. Specifically, employee number AU271-2470 has exhibited unprofessional conduct through abandonment of his position. Abandonment of position is defined by the rules of the Personnel Commission as an employee's failure to appear for duty for three or more consecutive days without permission or failure to return from an approved leave for three or more consecutive days. Here are the basic facts of the case. In the past 2 years, the employee received multiple written directives related to procedures for calling in absences. On August 29th, Monday, the employee walked off the job and failed to call in absences for four consecutive subsequent days. On Thursday, September 1st, the employee met with the superintendent who directed him multiple times of his obligation to call in all absences. He failed to comply with these directives. The employee was placed on paid administrative leave of absence due to abandonment of position. He was provided with a notice of charges, which have been provided to you. The employee participated in a Skelly hearing on October 25th and received notification of the decision of the Skelly officer on October 28th. The employee informed us of his request to have this matter heard in open session on October 31st, 2016. Based on the information contained in the notice of charges, it is my recommendation that employee number AU2712470 be released from all employment with the Roland Unified School District effective November 8, 2016.
Thank you, Mr. Bixler. Thank you. Is employee number AU2712470 present? If you would like to address the board on this matter, this would be the appropriate time. You will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. Sorry.
My name is Armando Espinosa, and I've been a Roland employee since May of 2006. I am also a member of this community and a product of Roland Schools, as are many of my friends and family members. The reason I am here today is because the district is trying to fire me. The district says I'm a bad employee and that I leave work without permission. These statements are false, and I have provided proof to Scott Jensen, the Roland Skelly officer, that these charges are false and that the district has been harassing and retaliating against me for years. But I knew the proof would not be considered, so I'm not surprised that we are here now. In 2014, Maria Davila, Director of Nutrition Services, began targeting me for pointing out that kitchen equipment was not meeting safety standards. In Maria's eyes, I was being a difficult employee when all I wanted was a safe place where employees can work free from injury. On April 17, 2015, I was physically assaulted by Douglas Stain, the former Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources, at a meeting. There were no consequences for Douglas Stain, but the assault caused me fear and emotional distress, and my health has continued to suffer since then. On August 18, 2015, I submitted complaints to address the harassment and retaliation I was suffering at the hands of Maria Davila and Roland administration. The district did not respond to the complaints, and the harassment continued to worsen. On October 15, 2015, Maria Davila made false statements saying that I threatened her. For the record, I did not threaten her, and there is a witness to the incident who can confirm I did not do this. I was placed on paid administrative leave from October 15, 2015 to May 12, 2016 while the district conducted an investigation. The outcome of this investigation was not released, which is a violation of Personnel Commission rules and regulations and of my rights to due process. Violations like this are routine for Maria Davila and Dennis Bixler. Maria Davila is known for making false accusations against the employees in her department, and Dennis Bixler is known for his history of retaliatory mistreatment of employees at Fallbrook Unified School District. On April 11, 2016, Dennis Bixler sent me a certified letter saying that I'm going to be placed on a rehire list if I did not return to work on April 26 with a doctor's note. On April 26, 2016, I returned to work with medical documentation, and Maria Davila sent me home because the district refused to accept my doctor's note. On April 27, 2016, I received another letter from Dennis Bixler that I was going to be terminated and that the board will be taking action on my dismissal at the next board meeting, which contradicts his instructions for me to return to work. On April 27th, I went to U.S. Health Works because of the stress I immediately was subjected to on the first day of my return to work. I was denied medical care on this day because Dennis Bixler told U.S. Health Works that I was no longer a Roland employee. On April 29th, 2016, Alex Flores, the Assistant Superintendent of Administrative Services, told me the district would be accepting my doctor's note that Maria Davila refused to accept on April 26th. In the same breath, Alex Flores also told me not to return to work because I am still on paid administrative leave. On May 5th, 2016, I attended what Dennis Bixler called a disciplinary meeting. He told me at this meeting that I was going to be transferred to a different work site. It is illegal to transfer an employee for disciplinary reasons according to the Personnel Commission rules and regulations, yet it still happened. I finally was allowed to return to work on May 12, 2016, though even now I still don't know why I was on paid leave or what exactly I was accused of. On June 6th, July 11th, July 29th, and August 31st, I submitted complaints to address the district's multiple violations to the Personnel Commission rules and regulations. I followed the Personnel Commission's complaint guidelines, and I have received no response from the district to any of these complaints. On August 29, 2016, I told Stephen Meyer, supervisor at the food center, that I was feeling ill and needed to go to the doctor. Stephen Meyer, however, lied and said that I had left without permission. Is he now part of Maria Davila and Dennis Bixler's team of harassment that targets employees? It sure seems like it. On September 1st, 2016, I had a meeting with Superintendent Julie Mitchell to discuss the continuing harassment, intimidation, and retaliation that Maria Davila and Dennis Bixler have subjected me to and how the stress of a hostile work environment has negatively affected my health. Dr. Mitchell told me at this meeting that the district has accepted my resignation and that my being out ill under doctor's care is considered resignation and abandonment of my position. On September 2nd, 2016, I received a letter saying that I was being placed on paid administrative leave for job abandonment. I called Dennis Bixler's office twice because I don't understand how an employee can resign and be on paid administrative leave at the same time, but my calls were not returned. So now I find myself with me trying to save my job and being retaliated against for being under doctor's care. And I'm hoping I can expect some kind of fairness from the board. I'm not sure if I can. Maria Davila has harassed and retaliated against me and multiple employees in Nutrition Services Department, and Dennis Bixler and Julie Mitchell have either encouraged it or have been indifferent to it. And the board has allowed it. I've been a Roland employee for more than 10 years, and I remember when this district had fair and competent decision makers. The district and our community deserve better than this kind of leadership, but
I'm sorry, it's the time, it's up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the information that you provided. The board will consider this matter in closed session and will report out on our decision later this evening. Thank you very much. Are there any additional comments on closed session?
None received.
Okay, thank you. With that, the board will adjourn to closed session at 5:43 p.m. We will re-adjourn to open session at 7:15 p.m., and we apologize for the delay. First, we'll start with our flag salute by an Alvarado Intermediate student, Rachel Chan.
Place your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may all be seated.
Good job. Thank you, Rachel. Next, we'll have our closed session report. The Board of Education approved the appointment of Aubrey Craig to the position of Director of Fiscal Services with an effective date to be determined on a motion by Donna Friedman and a second by Lynn Ebbingkamp. The vote of the board was as follows. Angelina Pride, yes. Lynn Ebbingkamp, yes. Carrie Chin, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. The Board of Education approved the appointment of James Burleson to the position of Director of Transportation, effective December 1st, 2016, on a motion by Donna Friedman and a second by David Malkin. The vote of the board was as follows. Angelina Pride, yes. Lynn Ebbingkamp, yes. Carrie Chin, yes. Donna Friedman, yes. David Malkin, yes. The board will return to closed session at the end of this meeting for further discussion on other items. Next, we'll go into our board recognitions. First, the board will recognize a Roland High School senior for his outstanding accomplishments as an Eagle Scout. The board will recognize Roland High School senior Jefferson Mock for his service to the students of the Roland Unified School District as he earned his Eagle Scout rank through the Boy Scouts of America.
If I can ask the board to come down so we can have a photo opportunity while I say something really nice about Jefferson. So Jefferson Mock, a senior at Roland High School, designed a mural and along with a group of students painted the mural of the United States of America on the wall at the Ibarra Academy for his Eagle Scout project. And on behalf of the Board of Education, we'd like to thank him for his outstanding service to Ibarra Academy and congratulate him on becoming an Eagle Scout.
Next, the board will recognize Roland High School National Merit Scholarship semifinalists and commended students. Mrs. Healy?
The National Merit Scholarship Program is an academic competition for recognition and scholarships that began in 1955. High school students enter the National Merit Program by taking the preliminary SAT, National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test, otherwise known as the PSAT, a test that serves as an initial screening for more than 1.6 million students this year. Roland High School has 16 students who have been recognized by the 2017 National Merit Scholarship Board for exceptional academic promise demonstrated by their outstanding performance on the qualifying test used for program entry. These students were named as a 2017 National Merit Scholarship Program commended student. And I have a whole stack. So I'm going to read off all of the students' names, and if we could just wait till they're all up here. But some of them, I know they're having a senior night at Roland, and so some of them are not here. So first of all, Jason Alano, Sankrit Bhandari. I know he's, they're here. There we go. Come on up. Edward Choi. Jason Fang. Tiffany Fang, Aye Hatun, I don't think is here, Patrick Jen, Ryan Lee, come on up Ryan, Jackie Ma, Alyssa Nguyen, Jonathan Nguyen, Hamilton Shen, Matthew Seu, Stephen Tran, Enking Yang, and Wendy Zhang. I think that's everybody who's here. So we can get a group shot with the board. That'd be awesome. Congratulations to our commended students.
Next, we'll recognize the Roland High School varsity girls golf team for receiving the Mount View League title.
So our varsity golf team, in their only their fourth year of participation, the newly formed Roland High School varsity girls golf team has won the Mount View League Championship. The team also qualified for the CIF Divisional Championship. Individually, there were two girls, senior Natalie Wajaja, thank you for that lesson, and sophomore Gillian Mendoza that qualified for the individual CIF State Championship Tournament. Along with the two aforementioned girls, senior Carolyn Lee also earned first-team All-Mont View League honors and was selected as the alternate for the individual CIF tournament. The other two members of the team are freshman Caitlin Campson and junior Angela Wang. Please join me in congratulating Coach Mike Rotelli and the varsity girls golf team for their outstanding accomplishments. Students.
Now the board will recognize Roland High School automotive students for receiving a first place award at the Rio Hondo College First Automotive Competition Career Day.
We're going to ask to honor them at the next meeting. All of the students said somewhere that they needed to be, and so we're going to ask that they come back at our next meeting, if that's okay with the board.
No problem. We're still happy for them.
Yes, we are. We can tell about it twice.
The board will recognize Roland High School students for receiving third place or higher awards at the 2016 Los Angeles County Fair Americans Kids Art Competition.
Each year, RUSD students submit projects to the America's Kids Competition at the Los Angeles County Fair. The district would like to recognize Roland High School students who submitted photographs to the competition and received first through third place awards. And if you'd like to see their wonderful work, it's been posted all along the walls. We apologize that our tape is not sticking to the wall very well, but the work is fabulous nevertheless. So first, if we could have Emily Ong come up. Emily. Emily received two second place awards and two third place awards for her work. Kelvin Kang, who I don't believe is not here. Kelvin received two first place awards and one second place award. Next, Catherine Carroll. Catherine received two second place awards and two third place awards. Eddie Chen, who received one second place award and three third place awards. Calvin Cheek, who received three third place awards. Alan Dye, two second place and two third place awards. Joshua Cedric DeLeos, three third place awards. Janiel Gendrano, who received two second place awards and two third place awards. Audric Wang, one first place award, one second place award, one third place award. Lisa Kim, two first place awards, one second place award, and one third place award. Jason Koo, who is here. Jason received four third place awards for his work. Next we have Adam Leon Marin. That's an awkward spot, isn't it? We should pull that up. He received a third place award. We have Jimmy Lynn. Jimmy received two second place awards. Megan Long received two first place awards and two second place awards. Oscar Loya received one second place award. Alan Ma. Alan received one first place award and one third place award. Ohaka Mong received one second place award and three third place awards. Chloe Santian received one first place award, one second place, and two third place awards. Andrew Song received one third place award. Justin Tan received one second place award and two third place awards. And Shin Thin, who's here? Yay. She received one first place award and one second place award. Phyllis Ung received one first place award. And Xiao Ao Long, there she is, received four third place awards. And congratulations to all of our students for their LA County Fair awards. And don't forget to smile at all the paparazzi out there.
Come on up.
Congratulations to our winners.
The board will recognize Oswald student Katie Ah Young for winning first place in the Youth Science Center essay contest.
For the past 6 years, the Youth Science Center has held a STEM essay contest for 3rd through 12th graders in neighboring districts. This year's theme was how science, technology, engineering, and math can be used at home to improve our lives. Oswald Academy 8th grader Katie Ayoung won the Middle School Division Award for essay entitled Outdoor Remote Controlled Leaf Vacuum. In her essay, Katie wrote about a solar-powered robotic leaf vacuum controlled by a cell phone app or other portable device to calculate the measurements of your yard to clean and then shred the leaves to create good material for compost soil. Katie hopes to one day become a pediatrician and put her knowledge of science, technology, engineering, and math to good use to help children grow and thrive. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in congratulating Katie for her outstanding accomplishment. Just 1 second, Katie.
Okay. That's
you
not
stay
this.
Right here with us.
She's just going to say
just,
it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to say it. If we could have Dr. Lisa Buckmeyer come forward, please. For the past 6 years, the Youth Science Center has held the STEM essay contest. Dr. Lisa Buckmeyer annually encourages students to participate in the essay contest. This year, Oswald Academy had the largest number of essay submissions. Dr. Buckmeyer continues to provide outstanding leadership and unique opportunities to further learning. Sorry, I lost my place. To further learning for students at Oswald Academy. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in recognizing Dr. Lisa Buckmeyer for her efforts for our students. Congratulations, Katie and Dr. Buckmeyer.
The board will recognize the Family Resource Center for 20 years of service to the students and the community of Roland Unified School District.
If we could have Jennifer Kotke come forward, please. The Roland Unified School District Family Resource Center, or FRC as it's fondly called, officially opened its doors at Northam Elementary School in November of 1996, which would be 20 years ago even this month. We actually did that right. The FRC was established as a result of a Healthy Start grant that originated in 1992. Set of funds were designated to establish the FRC and to maintain the Roland Unified School District's Children's Clinic. The primary goal of the FRC at that time was to provide access to health and dental services, focusing on wellness, preventative health care, and nutrition, and on providing alternatives to gang involvement, violent prevention, improved communication between school and community, and empowerment of parents. The Family Resource Center and the Children's Clinic have continued over the past 20 years to work in partnership to provide seamless services and support to the families of RUSD. This work has been done in collaboration with numerous community agencies, including Options, Preschool and After School Care, Roland Heights and La Puente Public Libraries, LA County Sheriff's Department, the California Highway Patrol, Lions Club, Rotary, Kiwanis, PTA, the Children's Bureau of Southern California, and Ecolab, as well as other organizations that offer support through volunteers, monetary donations, and various services. Over the past 20 years, the FRC has adapted to many changing needs of our RUSD families. Throughout those years, the staff has always been diligent to serve our families with dignity and compassion, and we look forward to many, many more years of service supporting academic success through prevention, collaboration, and seamless service. So we'd like to recognize the FRC for their 20 years, and I know there's a lot of staff out in the audience, and they should come up because they are the FRC, so come on up, folks. Front row, just like You have to make the front row just like the kids, but different. You think it's the last one, Mr. Chang? There's a whole audience of people. All right. Now stay there for a second because you have something you have to pass these out. The FRC will officially celebrate their 20th anniversary on Wednesday, November 30th with a birthday open house. The staff would like to invite everyone to celebrate any time between the hours of 9 and 4 p.m. Stop by for breakfast in the morning, a light lunch at noon, or come out at 3 o'clock for a piece of birthday cake. Come help us celebrate 20 years of service to our community. And so we have invitations for the board, and then we will leave the rest out for other folks in the audience. So congratulations, and thank you to the FRC. And sorry, in my handing over of certificates, I mixed this up, so I'm going to come back to us. So our National Merit Scholarship students, we have another group of students to also recognize. So today we are honoring students from Roland High School who have achieved honors as semifinalists. These students scored in the top one half of 1% of the nation's 1% of students taking the test. So that's like a calculus problem. Semifinalists qualify to go on and become a National Merit Finalist, which will be determined later on this year. So we don't know if you're a finalist yet, but we're going to honor you anyway. These students have been selected as National Merit Scholarship semifinalists based on their high PSAT test scores. Some 16,000 of the highest scorers, representing less than 1% of the nation's graduating seniors, qualify as semifinalists in each annual National Merit Program. These academically talented high school seniors have an opportunity to continue in the competition for some 7,500 National Merit Scholarships worth about $33 million that will be offered next spring. That's a pretty good deal. The RUSD Board of Education recognizes the following students for being named the 2017 National Merit Scholarship semifinalists. First, we have Jefferson Mock. So not only is he an Eagle Scout, but he's also a semifinalist. And unable to be with us tonight is Nathan Sayu. So right in the middle there, Jefferson. And congratulations again, Jefferson.
The board will recognize and thank the Alvarado Intermediate students, parents, staff, and community members for providing the refreshments for tonight's board meeting. Next, we'll go into our reports. We'll start with our spotlight report from Alvarado Intermediate School, which will be provided by Valerie Varela, teacher, Rachel Chan, student, and Pat Louie, parent of the Alvarado Intermediate student.
Do you want to join them?
All of you can come
up.
Valerie, Rachel, and Pat, you can all go up.
You guys rehearse? Who's heading first? Why don't you here start it up? You don't want to start us off? Well, you don't have to.
Okay.
You can hold it.
Okay.
Check it out.
There you go. So that way I make sure I didn't miss.
Hi everyone. How you doing today? So. Something that we've got going on, or that recently happened over at Alvarado Intermediate, is that we had Mr. Richard Parkhouse come out to do a training on school culture overall. It was a very, very rich training, I guess you can say. The majority of the staff realized how important it is to build our school culture and find our identity as a whole. A very teachable moment for him was when he asked us what are our values or what represents us as a school. And none of us were able to answer that. Because of that, we actually decided that this is the direction that we want to take, and it's something that we're really going to focus on this year because it's extremely important, not just to the staff, but to the students themselves. Something else that we're focusing on is definitely student communication and collaboration in classes. Teachers are pushing student accountable talk by providing tools such as sentence stems and creating opportunities for all students to exercise them in class. Another thing that's very exciting at Alvarado is the amount of clubs that we have this year. This is something that is absolutely new this year. I think the new hire teachers willing to stay after school for club meetings are really what's helping this out. Some of the clubs that we have that we've started are our dance club, which we'll perform for our sixth graders when they visit next week. We have the Namaste Club for those who are into yoga. We have the Kasama Club for culture and enrichment among students, and Homework Club, of course, for extra support. When the opportunity to start a club opened up, we had an overwhelming response from teachers who wanted to start clubs, and I think that this says a lot about the teachers we currently have at Alvarado and the support that we're getting from our administration. Our athletics program is also going really well. It's become something that's very important for school pride. Every time that we have a home game, we have a large amount of students there to support during our home games. It really brings a true sense of pride to our school and to the athletes representing Alvarado. Having an after-school sports program also gives students who have a sense of pride in our school the chance to express it. We have a spirit squad that wear face paint, have foam fingers, and even wear blue and gold tutus to cheer us on. It really is an exciting environment for our teachers and all of our students. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, board and superintendent. My name is Rachel Chan, and I'm an eighth grader attending Alvarado Intermediate School. I am the eighth grade class president, and I'm involved in several after-school clubs and activities, which are FCCLA, Math Counts, ASB, and CJSF. I really enjoy all the opportunities and activities Alvarado has to offer, not just for me, but for anyone's interest. Teachers are dedicated to creating clubs that students love, and with their help, Alvarado's campus is fun and exciting. An example of that is AVID. The AVID teacher there definitely shows and helps her students excel by managing the recycling cans at school. Also, the teachers care a lot about my education and my success. They always create fun, engaging, and simple activities for us to learn. They even take time out of their lunch, nutrition, and after-school time to allow students to come in and improve grades. All the teachers also let us collaborate with others to do some classwork and projects, which helps a lot. An even better thing is that when they let us use technology to help us learn, which I really like and feel that it helps me learn. The teachers here definitely support all the activities and events that we do. Our school culture and vibe is very spirited and joyful. 2 weeks ago, we had Red Ribbon Week. Everyone really liked it because they had the opportunity to dress in something not in dress code to match the idea of no drugs. For example, Pajama Day represented a dream to be drug-free. Another thing that was very big at Alvarado was the Halloween dance. Everyone was very excited and happy to be part of the dance and have fun. The decorations, games, and music were great to pump up all the energy and happiness. In fact, everyone even looks forward to the next dance. One of the great features we have is AITV, which is a student-edited and filmed news channel for all students to watch. The YouTube channel, in case you wanted to know, is Alvarado Matador Network. It tells us news for this week, sums up last week, and advertises anything else. Any two people can be hosts, and it is fun and more interesting to watch instead of news being read by the teacher. Even teachers enjoy watching AITV. Another way we advertise is our posters, which are pretty cool and eye-catching with plenty of information on it. We even have a student store where we sell spirit shirts, Alvarado jackets, and sweatshirts and supplies. Some upcoming events are sixth graders visiting, where we take them on a tour and give them a general run-through. The introduction this year is a talk show and includes some things such as needed supplies, teachers, myths, fears, and dress code. To recognize teachers and staff, at the end of the month, we have a tea after school. Students get to sit with the teacher they nominated as most inspirational. At the end, teachers receive awards like sashes, medals for the hard work. Even better, we are a school to watch that is redesignated 4 times. We are only 1 out of 4 schools in the nation to be redesignated 4 times. Thank you for taking your time to let me say my thoughts about Alvarado.
Good evening. Just to let you know, that's my daughter, Rachel Chan. So, great job, Rachel. Hi, my name is Pat Louie. My daughter actually attends Alvarado, as you know, and she's an 8th grader. I also like to thank Principal Scott Cavanius for giving me this opportunity to actually talk about Alvarado at this Board of Education meeting. Just to let you know, I'm also a PTSA treasurer, and I'm also on the school site council member at Alvarado, and this is my 2nd year in that position. I'm going to first cover my perspective as a parent. I'm obviously very proud to have my parent attending Alvarado. My daughter, Rachel, is motivated to learn, and she's been flourishing as a model student and citizen. At school, she has many opportunities to explore her interests, and she's been involved in a variety of clubs such as ASB, Math Counts, Color Guard, and there's a few others that she's been involved with. I just haven't mentioned them all. As a parent, I'm so glad she's having a great time, and it's really wonderful to see Rachel, her friends, other students become responsible, very capable young adults. The principal, teachers, and staff have been totally supportive, focusing not only on ensuring each student reached their potential from an academics perspective, but also on building and enhancing their character so they're really equipped to accomplish any goals that they want in life. I really do appreciate the folks at Alvarado. They really do go above and beyond in ensuring quality education and support for all the students. I think they're doing a great job in preparing our students for what lies ahead and what the challenges and opportunities they will face as they transition into high school. You know, and also on a slightly different note, we're also excited to hear that we'll be receiving some shade structures with solar power at Alvarado, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that this will be coming soon to benefit all of our students. I just want to talk a bit more about my role as a PTSA treasurer and school site council. Once again, I've been in that position for the past year and last year. In my role, I actually have a window into the inner workings at the school, and I can tell you it's been a great positive experience. At Alvarado, the principal, vice principal, the teachers, and the office really do care about the students and their overall well-being. You really feel the close connectedness between the teachers and the students, and really on the focus on great quality and care that they provide. Also appreciate having Scott Cavanius as a new principal. He started this year, he's doing a great job. He's been really engaged in our PTSA meetings, offering recommendations and advice. Our PTSA board is stronger than ever. We've had great membership turnout, it's going really well. And really PTSA continues to support a number of activities and events at school, with the most recent being the fall dance, where we provided snacks and drinks. We also recently had a very successful Popcornopolis fundraiser where we raised over $3,500. So this past Friday, we just handed out all of the Popcornopolis orders to our students, and we're really looking forward to our next fundraiser at the end of November, which will be the In-N-Out burger lunch event. So once again, I'm very proud to be part of PTSA and be part of the school site council. I know Alvarado will continue to excel. It's really awesome to know Alvarado was recently recognized again as a school to watch. So go Matadors, and thank you for your time.
Mr. Cavanius, would you like to say something?
Just really quickly, it's been a blessing to be here, Roland Unified at Alvarado. I mean, these are the people I get to work with every day. I'm super lucky. The support that we've received from the district office, from the Board of Education this year, has just been, again, like I said, just unbelievable. And we're very lucky to have all of your support. And we have the world's greatest assistant principal who's right in the back over there, Miss Danielle Caro. Hit the lottery with that one. So it's been great. And like I said, you get to work with these people every day. What can be better? And the Cubs just won the World Series, so everything's pretty good. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And for those of you who don't know, he is a Roland alumni. Thank you again, Alvarado. We appreciate your presentation. Next, we'll go into our superintendent's report. Dr. Mitchell.
Great. Thank you very much. I'd like to share three items today with the board and with the public. First, to start off, on Friday, October 21st, we held our first Roland Unified School District State of the Schools breakfast. There were over 200 members of our local business community, faith-based organizations, and city officials in attendance. This event was in partnership with the 4S Foundation, where we invited many community leaders who have not worked closely with RUSD in the past. So our intent was to engage those who had not been previously engaged in our school district. So it was an opportunity to share with them what the classrooms of today look like and the innovative learning for all that we are dedicated to. We will be sharing the presentation with staff and parents at upcoming events, and the district video that was developed was also shared at last week's Parent Tech Night, where parents came out to learn more about technology tools and how technology supports learning in our classrooms. I wanted to share a little bit about Senate Bill 415. That's been getting some information in the press lately. It's not an item on the ballot for tomorrow. It's one that has already been passed and signed by our governor. It's the California Voter Participation Rights Act, known as Senate Bill 415. And it prohibits cities, school districts, and other special districts from holding elections in odd years if those elections showed worse voter turnout than statewide elections in the past. The Roland Unified School District is working with the Los Angeles County Registrar of Voters and Legal Counsel to develop a plan to assure that Roland Unified is in compliance with SB 415. Last but not least is our Connections to the Future event. So this Thursday, November the 10th, Roland Unified will host the 22nd annual Connections to the Future luncheon event. The event is led by 71 senior career pathway students from both Roland High School and Nogales High School, and it offers students firsthand experience in developing their presentation and their networking skills by interacting with local businesses and community leaders who attend. This year's keynote speaker is wheelchair bodybuilder and published author Nick Scott, who will speak to the theme Pump Up the Possibilities, Getting in Shape for Your Future. So we're very much looking forward to that event that will be held on Thursday, November the 10th. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. Next, we'll go into our students' board representatives' reports, and we'll start with Santana High School. Giselle Cruz.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Giselle Cruz, and I am ASB President for Santana High School. Wednesday, November 9th, Santana ASB will be attending a leadership conference through CADA. Leadership Development Days provide opportunities for students to get inspired to change their campus culture and learn the practical skills needed to make those changes. This will be the first time Santana High School will be participating in this leadership event. The PBIS team and ASB have been working hard to promote PBIS. Most of our staff is on board, and we are working hard to get all staff involved so that PBIS benefits all students. Last month, we started Eagle Dollars to develop and encourage the principles of SOAR. And this is our SOAR dollar. And we give these out to students who participate in our SOAR. And there's little boxes that the teachers can check. And it's show you care, openly trust, act responsibly, and respect self and others. And every week we have raffles. Every Friday we have raffles, and it's a good way for students to participate. We feel confident that PBIS will have will help Santana students soar. Santana is proud to be welcoming new students from Nogales and Roland High School in our orientation Tuesday, November 15. ASB will be escorting new students to their classes and introducing them to life at Santana. We are hoping that Nogales and Roland will send more students who are in need of Santana's amazing life-changing support. Students have expressed that when they are sent as early as possible to Santana, they are more successful, so please send your students who need additional support sooner rather than later. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell and the board, for getting our projectors mounted. These little things make a big difference in the safety of Santana. Our motto this year for ASB in support of Santana's PBIS mission is one person can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Giselle. Next, we'll go to Nogales High School, Laura Martinez.
Good evening, Madam President, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the Cabinet, and members of the audience. My name is Laura Martinez, and I'm here tonight to represent Nogales High School. Our Nobles have done amazing work this past October. Clubs have been able to have great progress due to our students. The UNICEF Club at our school has held another successful Trick or Treat for UNICEF fundraiser again. While Sports Medicine Club has started their own t-shirt design contest at around the same time as the Halloween book night that was open for all the community. The Nogales IB Questers Club did a fantastic job making that night memorable for all those who attended. Other Nobles that have had a triumphant days like these clubs have been our sports teams, like the girls' tennis team. They have had a win in their tennis match at the preliminary finals and will be moving on to CIF along with the girls' volleyball team. The boys' water polo team has a great chance of continuing their victories against their new opponents. We have seen a lot of support from our fellow Nobles, and we hope to see it again for the next season sports like varsity and JV baseball, which have already started their tryouts. Students that are not as athletic as these people are still able to get recognized through events like our awards night. Our Nobles have worked hard and long and have deserved the great time that they had this past 2 weeks at the homecoming dance. Almost 500 students came to our dance that day and were able to have a great time dancing with their friends. We hope that this month of November, students can keep it up and make it the best month yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Next, we have Roland High School, Lie Kawachi.
Good evening, Madam President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Lie Kawachi, and I am the student representative for Roland High School. Sorry. Last month, we kicked off our October with our homecoming revealing rally, revealing our homecoming thing, Wish Upon a Shooting Star. Last week, we had a jam-packed week with a spirit week every day. So Monday, we started off with our Halloween day, and students were able to go on stage during lunch to showcase their Halloween costume and get rewarded a prize. We had Twin Day, Safari Day, and Tie-Dye Day, and Blue and Gold Day. And on Blue and Gold Day, we had our very big homecoming assembly during third period. This was to promote the dance and increase school spirit. ASB, drumline, band, choir, dance club, cheer, football, and boys basketball all acted and performed in skits, and students were able to see their performances. On Friday, Friday night, we had our homecoming game. During the halftime show, we presented our top six court and entertained the crowd with dances and, most of all, the fireworks. Our homecoming dance was on Saturday. Students were engaged in our lively activities, and they were able to let it all out and have fun at the dance. At Roland High School, we have a lot of community service events. Last month, we had the Buckboard Day Parade involving the community and talented groups and individuals through the parade. On October 17th through 21st, we had our Community of Caring Week. This was to campaign our pillars of trust, respect, fairness, unity, citizenship, responsibility, caring, family, and incorporate our reader goals of being a thinker, communicator, and a contributor. Students had fun dressing up in their spirit attire while spreading a good message. There were lunchtime activities during lunch, of course. We were awarding prizes, and students were able to play games. On October 24th through 28th, it was Red Ribbon Week, promoting a drug-free lifestyle by informing students on the consequences of using drugs. Through our lunchtime activities, students were able to take quizzes and tests on stage, trying to answer true or false questions on drugs and informing the public about the consequences of it. Our fall play is coming up on November 10th, 17th, and 18th. The play is on Living Dead in Denmark. Talented theater department will showcase their skills in acting, sound and lighting, the playwright, and the direction. Coming up on Monday is the Pennies for Patients fundraiser and the Michael Koifman Scholarship. Funds will be donated to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Students may donate any means of money in support of the cause. Pennies and bills are counted as positive points, and silver coins are counted as negative points. So it's a friendly competition between homerooms to see who can get the most points and the most funds in order to donate. At the end of the month, we'll have our winter door decorating contest. Homeroom classes will have the opportunity to creatively decorate their classroom door for the holiday season. It's a good way for students to get creative and hands-on and work with their classmates. November 28th and through December 2nd is our Holiday Follies. This is when the choir performs and dances and sings. Family and friends can enjoy a night of well-choreographed dances and well-rehearsed songs. To end our semester, we have our last Spirit Week, which is the Winter Spirit Week. Students may dress up in winter-related themes based on the spirit days. This is to increase school spirit and student participation. And adding on, for community service, we will be doing a donation to homeless veterans for the LA County region. Students are allowed to donate any hygienic items or toiletries, and the Red Cross Club at our school will collect them and donate it to. There's like a meeting next month, and they'll package it all, and it will be sent out to the homeless veterans. For senior activities, last month we had our senior barbecue offering free food to all seniors dressed in senior attire. They enjoyed receiving free hamburgers, chips, and drinks, and they were also allowed to vote for the homecoming court. Senior recreation night was tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., There were jumpers, inflatables, foosball, air hockey tables. They were able to enjoy a night of fun and to let loose in the gym for 2 hours. Senior panoramic picture is Wednesday, November 16th. Seniors will dress in their senior attire to take a photo with their entire senior class. Senior Winter Wonderland is in December 12th. Seniors will receive free cookies and milk with Santa, and they may submit a wish letter in cooperation with Macy's Make-A-Wish Foundation fundraiser. It's a good way for seniors to enjoy themselves and to support a good cause. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll go into our public comments. Please note, remarks are limited to 3 minutes. 3 minutes, unless extended further or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to staff following a presentation. Yvonne Martini?
Good evening, members of the board, Superintendent Mitchell, Roland cabinet members, and community. My name is Yvonne Martini, and I'm proud to introduce myself as one in a small group of 14 dedicated teachers in Roland Unified School District who teach transitional kindergarten. We believe RUSD has an impressive track record for doing more than speaking up for TK. We recognize that RUSD has taken action by, one, implementing a TK at every site to ensure opportunity for all. 2, eliminating TKK combinations that did not make sense given today's standards. And three, providing a TK liaison to facilitate monthly TK PLC meetings where after a full day, teachers meet to plan a grade level to enhance our teaching. We stand before you today to encourage you to include a critical step toward reaching excellence in developing transitional kindergarten in Roland. There is a real need to include a paraprofessional in the TK classroom. We, the TK teachers, have respectfully followed the command hierarchy within Roland Unified School District. We ask principals for paraprofessional support in the classroom. We haven't been told yes, and we haven't been told no. We ask district administration for paraprofessional support. We haven't been told yes, and we haven't been told no. We now ask you, the Board of Education, for paraprofessional support in the TK classroom because the question remains, how can one teacher alone maintain the standards of our profession, serving 4 and 5-year-old children with the 24 to 26 children in the classroom for a 5-hour day? Our youngest children require intense supervision every minute that they are on the big school campus and in the TK classroom. Our youngest children are learning to resolve conflicts peacefully instead of acting aggressively toward a child for example, who may have taken their block. Our youngest children are learning to control impulses instead of running away from the group. Our youngest children are learning to ask to use the bathroom instead of waiting until it's too late. Our youngest children are learning to zip, button, and tie instead of leaving things undone. Our youngest children are learning to use their words calmly instead of crying uncontrollably. The key word is learning. Our youngest children are learning school readiness, but many of them are not there yet, speaking with a growth mindset. Teaching these skills takes a highly skilled teacher, but also requires the time of an adult who is in the position to be able to pull away from the greater group and devote individual help to the child. That adult is a paraprofessional who can address individual needs so that all students have a better opportunity to learn. So to repeat the question, how can we, the TK teachers, maintain the standards of our profession serving 4 and 5-year-old children with 24 to 26 children in the classroom for a 5-hour day? The answer, a supportive paraprofessional in the TK classroom. We're appealing to you because not just one or two, but all of us see a dire need for a paraprofessional to lend support in the TK classroom.
Thank you. I'm sorry, your 3 minutes.
Please contact us if you have any questions.
Thank you. I just realized that when people are standing there speaking, they can't see the clock. So when it gets down to the last 10 seconds, I will wave my hand letting you know you have 10 seconds left. That way I don't have to gavel anybody, hopefully. So I'll try to wave my hand letting you know there's only 10 seconds left for the rest of you coming up to speak. Next we have Vivian Liao Zhang.
Good evening, board members, superintendent, and the community. My name is Vivian Liao Zhang. I'm a senior from Roland High School. Also, I am a president for a youth group called Impact at Asian Pacific Family Center. Every year, we are working to improve our community by building connection between students and our community. This year, we are working on a project that is related to mental health. Last month, I heard from Mr. Malcolm that we have 3 students that commit suicide in Roland District. I was shocked, and I want to know more about it. So I talked to my family friend, Anita Tan, when she took me to do volunteer work. She told me every student could have committed suicide under pressure if they couldn't get any help from someone else. Then I talked to my friends Evelyn and Kelson from Diamond Bar High School, and they told me about the peer counseling they have in their school. And I think it will help a lot of students if we have that in place. Our parents don't understand how stressful we are in high school. And to be honest, if anything happened to me, the first one I could think of was not my parent or any adults. I would think of my friends who are in my age group. I am grateful that I have my brother, my mentor, and a couple of good friends to support me. But sometimes students are crying to seek help. Either they don't have friends or their friends are not good at counseling. Then what should they do? I just want to say physical and mental health are equally important. And I am hoping that our school district will consider implementing peer counseling in our high schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Roy Humphreys?
I'd just like to clarify it was Hacienda La Puente School District.
Okay. Sorry, thank you.
Good evening, all. I'm Roy Humphreys, and as a comment, the only way we can move forward is if we are honest about our past. And as noted, that also to commend those in the district who are working in rather trying times here and with the things that they're confronted with. And then to note from our neighboring district here, Montebello, and Mr. Cardenas notes as far as forensics audits that the knowledge that the lack of trust within the district is request that the cabinet steps and reach proper agencies and authorities, whatever necessary to consider the highest integrity agency conduct a forensic audit, not only of finance, but the internal controls in certain divisions. He is said to understand the community about the trust and transparency and accountability that is a necessary step for them to know and give the community the comfort and our taxpayers the comfort and mostly important right for do right by our students. The statement from the district cited as requested to commit to rooting out and eliminating potential waste, abuse, and managing the district's finances for critical success, and Operations Montebello School District a priority for the Board of Education, and which reflects largely on what has been a key issue in this district for an extended period of time. Item number two, the orders, change orders, they didn't reflect it, and I'm glad it got taken to care of them. Why did it take 20 months and somebody critically injured by the failure of improper installation of those projectors? The purchase orders and seminar funding accounting continue to be troubling. The lack of dedicated office and computer access for the board members so that they can thoroughly accomplish their mission and facilitated is still a plagues the district. And as Ms. Pride noticed at the last meeting about regarding children in the audience, et cetera, and also run in the Gazette, that running a school district is an adult function. And to that, any child who sees and is exposed to questionable conduct and behavior within the district, and it isn't funny and shouldn't be funny to them, and it's surely not funny to me. And as pointed out once again, the only way to move forward is to be honest about your past. And as I have pointed out, everybody should know, if you don't want to see me again, just take over the recording of these things, and I'm gone. You'll never hear and see from me again. I offered it to you a year ago, and the offer is still out there. Commitment to the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Humphreys. Mr. Lohman? Sorry, did I scare you?
You did. Maybe Ari will just pitch in and buy the dang video recording then, huh? All right, I'd like to take a moment first off to congratulate all those who are being recognized and receiving awards tonight. Last month, I spoke about the national teacher shortage and the reasons why educators leave the profession. I'd like to continue that discussion this month. In the United States, we have an attrition rate of 8% a year, double that of high-performing countries. The research shows that educators do not usually leave because of the relatively low salary. They leave because of the working conditions. How can Roland Unify continue to make improvements that will help us attract and retain the best educators in our area? First, it's imperative that educators have the freedom to be creative in the classroom. In order to do this, they need the time to properly plan, implement, and assess rigorous and innovative curriculum. We have made some great improvements with the doubling of our planning time, but we need to continue to look at how our professional development agenda supports district goals, but also gives teachers the support and time to be creative. Second, we need to create working and learning environments where staff and students feel safe. The association has continuously pointed out concerns related to disruptive students on campus.
Our suspension numbers have drastically decreased. However, we have seen an increase in the stress level of our teachers, as many of the disruption problems are being, or the discipline problems are being put back on the classroom teacher instead of being handled by school administrators. This problem isn't getting any better. I want to thank Dr. Mitchell for taking the time to attend our CTA Service Center 1 Superintendent's Luncheon last week, where the topic was legislation regarding student discipline. Roland Unified is not alone in facing this problem, but we have the opportunity to set an example of how to successfully tackle this issue. Safety also means taking a proactive approach to mitigating potential safety risks. Last month, we spoke about the delay in installing projectors at Santana High School. I'm happy to report that this was completed as of today, and I want to thank Alex Flores and the entire building services team for addressing this issue. The third point I want to make tonight is that educators need the tools to be successful at their jobs. Oftentimes, this comes in the form of time and or additional staff. As mentioned before, our educators need time to properly plan, implement, and assess rigorous and creative lessons. In the case of our planning specialists, they also need the time to travel and use the restroom. For many of us, we take for granted being able to use the restroom at our job. But for educators, this is also oftentimes a privilege. In many cases, educators need additional staff for support. For example, our transitional kindergarten teachers are now teaching younger and younger students with little to no aid support. And our special education teachers have an ever-increasing demands being placed on them, all while support staff has been cut over the recent decades. Giving educators the time and staff that is expected in a professional environment is important to retaining our employees and creating a learning environment that is optimal for student learning. High-performing countries treat their educators like professionals. In those countries, the best and brightest are attracted to that profession. These are just a few examples of how we can continue to improve the working conditions in Roland Unified to attract and retain the best educators possible. Thank you. And yes, I'm
Thank you, Mr. Lowen. Mr. Harrison.
Good evening. I had the opportunity to attend the district, state of the district. It was outstanding, a program. Those of you who attended, you would also say the same thing. Our district is really being supported by a lot of companies, a lot of people. We have a lot of support out there. Mrs. Mitchell did outstanding job, did outstanding job presenting the programs that we have throughout the district. And we have great programs and a lot of them. And I hope that many of the students, parents, and community will be more involved in these programs. However, she took more than 3 minutes, okay? at the same time, I had a chance to attend my school site meeting at Nogales and Oswald. Outstanding meetings, outstanding programs. These schools in Roland are really making progress. I would think with the next, when we think about the next matrix in terms of how we evaluate how we evaluate our schools, I would say that a lot of schools are going to come out of program improvement, because we are really making monumental moves forward. I was also happy to see that my city, Walnut, was able to send Eric Chang, who was the mayor, Robert Wishner, city manager, Andrew Rodriguez, what a council member, also attended the district meeting. So we're getting more involvement with Walnut, who is a part of Roland Unified. So I'm hoping that the two districts and the city can come together and have some type of collaboration. Also, the the orchestra was phenomenal. I was like, wow, I thought I was at one of, she had some lunettes or something. It was, I mean, the Roland Orchestra was outstanding. Nogales choir was fabulous. They really performed quite well. So it was a gala event, and everyone enjoyed themselves. I enjoyed myself, had a chance to meet a lot of people who were in the know. Again, Roland has a lot of support we need to make use of. We need to make more use of the means that are given to us, not be so pessimistic, not come up here and, as they were saying, either you're part of the solution or you're part of the problem, okay? I would think that most of us would like to hear solutions, not just simply problems. Everyone has a problem, okay? But let's get together, move the district in the right direction, which is moving now. So why we want any bumps in the road, I wouldn't know. But
10 seconds.
Have a nice evening.
You still had 4 seconds left. Thank you very much, Mr. Harrison. Monica, you?
Hi, my name is Monica. I go to Jellick Elementary School, and I am a fifth grader. I like my teacher and schools because I learn new things and can play with my friend every day. 2 years ago, my family and I moved here from China. My English is not good enough, and my parents can't speak English at all. They don't know how to help me or communicate with school. One day, my mom got a call from Family Resource Center, and they came to visit my mom. They helped us a lot to talk to teacher and school, so my parents know what I learned at school. I still remember that last year I got a gift on Valentine's. In China, only adults and grown-ups receive gifts, but not for children. I am very excited to get my first Valentine's gift in my life. It was a special present and memory that I never forgot. I would like to say thank you to FRS for their help. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Monica. Mike Way?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike, and I study in Blandford. I came to speak last year, and I would like to come tonight to show my support. And thanks for FRC. I spent my first Thanksgiving in U.S. last year and received a turkey. I love it because my family never eat turkey before. It tastes a little bit like baking roast duck. I hope that I can receive a turkey this year again. I remembered the first day of the school. I was all by myself because I don't know how to speak English. My parents worried about my learning and they don't know how to help me because they don't speak English either. FRC called my parents and visited us. They helped us to communicate with teacher and school a lot. We don't have enough money to buy a house. We rented a house and live with other families. FRC invited me to join many activities. I received the Christmas gift last year, and I got the new backpack with many school supplies. And this year, before school began, they are so nice to me and my families. My parents told me that we need to appreciate their kindness to help. I need to work hard in learning and get good grades.
Good job. Thank you. Next, we have Eunice Poo.
Hi, my name is Eunice. I'm a fifth grade and I go to Brentford Elementary School. I would like to say thank you to FRC because they help my parents and me a lot when we just arrived half 6 months ago. I was very shy to talk to teacher and other people in the school. Did not have many friends. At the beginning, my parents were very worried, and FRC helps us to call my teacher and school. Now I am still learning English, and I have many friends and school. I like to go to school every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Eunice. Next, we'll move on to our discussion action items. First, we have the Universal Breakfast Program Pilot Study. The Board of Education is being asked to approve the implementation of a pilot study of the non-pricing Universal Breakfast Program at four Roland Unified School Districts, including Hurley, Via Corta, Giano, and Santana. May I get a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
I have a motion by David Malkin, a second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Any discussion?
I found out that the food will not be in the classrooms, and that was a major concern, I think, of teachers in the district. So that's really good to know.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
I'd just like to add some additional information. There was some questions about providing the free breakfast to individuals that might not qualify for a free breakfast because of financial criteria. So I asked to find out, I found out what the financial criteria is for a free breakfast. And for a family of one, it's $423 a week. For a family of two, $570 a week. Family of three, $718. Family of four, $865. So you can imagine that even if they don't meet the criteria for a free breakfast, for a family of four at $865 a week, where you have to pay your rent, utilities, et cetera, you still have to make decisions as to what you're going to pay with your limited amount of resources. So many of the times, even though they might not meet the criteria, the children don't get a breakfast because it's a matter of choices as to priorities that need to be met. And utility bills and rent usually gets those priorities. The other thing is, I looked up at the federal site for Food Research and Action Center, and it basically paralleled many of the things that the dietitian said last week about increasing participation in meals, both for those that qualify and those that don't qualify, and implementation of alternative breakfast service models that talked about, improves the financial viability of the school nutrition program, and eliminates unpaid meal fees as far as collecting meals, fees that aren't being paid for children that do need the free meals. So there's a lot of advantages to it in addition to what the dietitian said last month about better performance in school and as well as better behavioral problems. And overall, it is better health for our students. So I encourage the board to consider what's best for our students. I think these two students that just spoke tonight from the Family Resource Center is a classic example of the students that we serve that need our assistance. And there's many more of them out there in our district. And these are just a small sample of what's out there. So please make a decision for our students that will help them. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I do.
Ms. Ebenkamp?
At last month's discussion, I did bring up a few of the items that Mr. Malkin mentioned tonight. I am very much in favor of meals for students in need, but I also realize that
free lunch or free breakfast is not free because somebody's paying for it. The taxpayers are paying for it, and the program was set up for students in need. So unless we can change the criteria for the level of need, I don't think the taxpayers would want us to do that. I have a big heart, you know. I want all students to be happy and have, but you know, we can take things I think further than we need to. So I just wanted to repeat what I said before, and again, the waste is a problem for me too.
Mr. Chen.
I think the school side needs more help if we start this program. More noon aid or any.
Can you repeat your question?
And the school side need more helpers.
So your question is, just
question is
the school sites, does the school site need more assistance
more
in order to serve breakfast?
Aid and hire more
the answer is yes.
The funding's from the school site money or the from the universal breakfast program money?
There is no funding, like in terms of a universal breakfast program. The funding to pay for additional food service employees as well as supervision comes out of the cafeteria fund. So it's not the district general fund. It would come out of the cafeteria fund. But it's still being paid for.
Being paid for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Now, I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that the cafeteria fund usually operates in the black?
That's correct.
So we have an estimated cost here of $10,960. And again, I stress the word estimated. Will we be able to continue to operate in the black if this is the actual cost or if the cost should go higher?
Based on conversations with Mr. Flores as well as Mrs. Davila, the Director of Nutrition Services, the answer to that question has been yes. Both are present in the audience tonight. Any comment to that?
Working with the Universal Breakfast Program in the past, and looking at the Food Research Action Committee and different scenarios, districts where universal breakfast has been implemented, we find that there is an increase in the number of students participating that already receive free and reduced price meals. So with that reimbursement, even weighing out the different scenarios, because I ran through a lot of numbers, we would be able to continue in the black.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Did you have something to add?
No, I just wanted to add that that with the anticipated increase in free and reduced students taking advantage of the breakfast, that it'll be able to pay for itself.
Thank you.
All the different scenarios that we've ran.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
We have 4 aye, 1 opposed. Motion carries. Next, we have the single plan for student achievement. The board is being asked to approve the 2016-17 single plan for student achievement for all schools in the Roland Unified School District. May I get a motion?
I move.
Second?
A second.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman, a second by Carrie Chin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the contract for the Roland High School Additions Project M Remodel and Custodial Compound. The board is being asked to approve a contract with WLC Architects, Inc. to provide architectural and engineering design services for the interior remodeling of a portion of Building M and Custodial Compound at Roland High School. May I get a motion? I have a motion by Donna Friedman, a second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ratify change order number 14 for purchase order number A800336 to Echo Pacific Construction, Inc. for Nogales High School Revival Project, bid number 2013/14-4. The board is being asked to ratify change order number 14 in the amount of $96,410 for the Nogales High School Revival Project. The change order is submitted as being necessary from the construction management form, the Department of State Architect, Field Engineer, Architect, Health Department, Fire Marshal, and the District. All costs are noted. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman. Second? I'll second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have a memorandum of understanding between Roland Unified School District and Los Angeles County Office of Education. The board is being asked to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Los Angeles County Office of Education relating to the Business Enhancement System Transformation BEST project, which will replace the current Human Resource System, HRS, and PeopleSoft Financial System. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman. Second?
I second.
I have a second by David Malkin. Any discussion?
I have a question. So we have a few months of pay, the previous one and the new one, right? So we double the payment for a few months.
So I'm going to defer to Alex Flores to respond because there will be some overlap.
Unclear the question, but there will be overlap, and during the overlap time that we have to pay for both systems.
How long is the overtime going to be?
That overlap still hasn't been determined yet. When the LACO is still in the process of developing the system and actually hiring the company to develop for us.
Can you estimate a few months or a year or how long?
For the overlap?
Mm-hmm.
At this time, there isn't any.
Mm-hmm. So within
in anticipation that there is overlap, then we would pay for both.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the BEST project is what they're doing in terms of is researching the software that will be implemented that we're required to use, and that the payment for this is for the 17-18 school year. It's not for the 16-17 school year.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's my understanding that during that overlap period, our rate is lower than it will be when it goes into full force with the new program. Is that correct?
No. The rate for us doing the MOU, we get a 50% discount by saying, yes, we're going to participate.
Okay.
With everything going well for 17-18, if they get everything set up in place. Unfortunately, in the past, there's been times that it doesn't get done in time. So this might be 18-19, but we're still saying yes moving forward at this point to take advantage of the 50% discount.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Authorization to prevent misassignment. It is recommended that the governing board authorize teaching assignments for identified teachers outside of their credential areas when the appropriate number of units has been completed in the subject area pursuant to Ed Code sections 44256, 44258, 44263, and 44865. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
Second.
Second by Carrie Chin. Discussion?
Just have one question. Does this have any impact or effect on our certification or our accreditation programs?
No, it does not.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. New classified job position and description. Is recommended that the governing board approve the new classified position and job description for a reprographics technician. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Lynn Ebenkamp.
I'll second.
Second by Donna Friedman. Discussion?
Just some clarification. It's my understanding that this is a new position. However, we're eliminating another position.
That's correct.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Personnel Commissioner appointment. The board is being asked to approve the appointment of Sharon Fernandez to complete the 3-year term as the CSEA appointee to the Personnel Commission effective December 1st, 2016 through December 1st, 2019 per the Personnel Commission Rule 2.1.1 appointment procedures. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Carrie Chin. May I get a second? A second by Donna Friedman. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Independent contractor agreement between Roland Unified and Patricia Landau. The board is being asked to approve an independent contractor agreement with Patricia Landau for consulting to the Personnel Commission. May I get a motion?
I'll move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
Second.
Second by Carrie Chin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Pupil personnel, RUSD student 16-1701, stipulated expulsion, effective November 8, 2016, with a referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program. Parents have waived the due process or procedures as approved by the board. May I get a motion?
I move.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman, a second by Carrie Chin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. RUSD student 16-1702, stipulated expulsion, effective November 8, 2016, with the referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program. Parents have waived the due process of procedure as approved by the board. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
I'll second.
Second by Lynn Ebenkamp. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we move into our consent calendar with items number 8B4 and 8B5 being pulled for further discussion. All matters listed under consent calendar are considered by the Board of Education to be routine or sufficiently supported by prior or accompanying reference materials and information not requiring additional discussion. They will be enacted by a motion as referenced above. There will be no separate discussion of these items prior to the time of Board of Education votes on the motion unless members of the board, staff, or public request specific items be discussed, added to, or deleted from the consent calendar for separate action. Members of the public may request that a specific item be removed from the consent calendar by completing the written request to address the board form card and presenting it to the Secretary of Board in accordance with Board Bylaw 9322. All consent items are indicated by the designation C after the item title. May I get a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I move.
Minus items 8B4 and 8B5, sorry.
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
A second.
A second by Carrie Chin. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8B4. Contract between New Haven Residential Treatment Center and the Roland Unified School District Special Education. The board is being asked to ratify the new master contract agreement between New Haven Residential Treatment Center in Utah and the Roland Unified School District for the contract term of October 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second by a motion by Donna Freeman, second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Discussion, Mr. Malkin.
I have this polled because we send our students to these treatment facilities, and in this case, it's even outside of California. And I was just curious how we go about certifying that these facilities will meet the needs of our students, and more importantly, that they have a current active license to provide that service. That we're not sending them to an unlicensed facility that might have a history of problems.
Dr. Mitchell?
Certainly. So when we're working with students who have special needs that would require residential treatment center placement, there is a full IEP team that works to support that particular student and their family. Prior to any placement in a residential treatment center or any other facility outside of the Roland Unified School District, that facility is well vetted by our staff and by the staff of the Puente Hills SELPA. And so there are school psychologists and staff that are employed by the SELPA, which it's a joint agreement between Roland Unified and Hacienda La Puente Unified School District. And staff visits these facilities. They do check on licensure. They do check on staffing. And they do also check with references. And once a student is placed in the facility, then we always go back and visit not only the facility but the students in the facility, and their parents visit the students in the facility as well.
Thank you. That helps.
I understand the parents visit the facility. What are the expenses? So the school district pay the expenses or the
school
expenses?
District pays those expenses. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And we have item number 8B5, contract between Triumph Academy and the Roland Unified School District. The board's being asked to ratify the new master contract agreement between Triumph Academy and the Roland Unified School District for the contract term of October 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. May I get a motion?
I move.
I have a motion by Donna Friedman.
I'll second.
A second by Lynn Ebenkamp. Discussion?
The explanation from Dr. Mitchell, I assume, applies to this one too, so it's fine.
That is correct.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, the board has received informational report of conference attendance for your review. At this time, we'll go into board member comments. Who started first last time?
I went first.
Okay, Mr. Chin, you're first.
Okay. Right. The state of schools, very successful. Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. And I invite quite a few of community members, and they all sending me a message to appreciate. And this is the first time, and I like to see it every year. We are going to have that, and including and plus the showcase. So this we have this excellent way to communicate with the community. That's great. Yeah. And I attend the Roland High School Hall of Fame ceremony, and we honor two successful individuals, and Dr. Albert, Judge Albert, and Anthony Brown, and two successful individuals, both graduated from Roland High School. And I had a chance to chat with both of them, and I found they have two things in common. The first one is they have freedom to choose what they like to do for their career, and they were not under pressure from the family or the parents. The reason I mentioned it because especially for the Asian family or Asian parents, they give a lot of pressure to the kids for them to choose their career and what the parents says think that's a successful career. But I personally don't think that's the good way, and they choose the career they like and they enjoyed it, and that's the more important thing. So, and secondly is they both inspired by their teachers. The one inspired by their language art teachers, and the one inspired by his PE teacher. So the teacher's influence is tremendous. So myself had experience of in influenced by my high school teacher and my elementary school teacher. So I can see how important of the teachers playing the role in the person's life. So that was a very successful event, and put the picture on the in the hall on the hall of frame, and then inspire every student. I hope next time if we do this, I let more students there to participate, so the kids will see how successful the alumni is. So, and that was a great event. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Ms. Ebenkamp?
I've been pleased to observe through campus visits, student learning, and seeing our teachers in action, and visiting the music programs especially. Dr. Mitchell and I went with Mr. Lohman to one or two campuses in particular, but all the campuses I visited, we've seen the music programs. And I'll tell you, these programs, these kids are engaged, they are learning, they're not fooling around, they are paying attention, they're waiting for their turn to hit their sticks or whatever they're doing, but they love it. And even with a big class of 45 little ones or something, they are very engaged. I saw no discipline problems in all the classes I went to. And I went to four schools, and each school I saw like three music classes. So I was very pleased with what I saw. That's not to say that we have all the kinks worked out, because I know we don't, but we're getting there, and I think we should be proud of the work we're doing so far. The teachers are doing a wonderful job with these kids, and it's my understanding the instruments are coming in, so we'll have the instruments pretty soon, but I was very pleased with Roland's music program. Again, on behalf of Roland Unified, Dr. Mitchell hit a home run with her presentation. I've talked to a lot of community and business members who stated it was a real eye-opener to them. They had no idea what students would be expected to know, you know, by the time our kindergartners are graduating from high school. So we need to keep going in the same direction. We need to stay ahead of our students, our teachers. We need to keep working with them on professional learning. These kids are learning computers faster than we can keep up with hardly, but we're doing quite well. The Buckboard Parade was a big success. A lot of schools were in it. Next year we hope to invite every single school, and maybe we'll have even a bigger parade. Mrs. Kim invited me to the Maker meeting that she had last week, and I thought, Maker meeting, what is that? So I went just to observe and see what it was. It was very interesting. There were about 8 teachers. They had gone to a conference that gave them ideas to challenge their classes and to let kids figure out how to do something, you know, on their own. The basis of it is you give them certain supplies. The one I went to, they had certain supplies. There were 2 buckets of water, and the 2 groups of teachers were supposed to make a vessel that would float and that would bear weight for a certain length of time, and they drop washers and that kind of stuff to see who would win. But it was really interesting to see all the heads come together. And then after they did that, they talked about how they were utilizing those in their schools. It's not a program for everybody yet. There are a few that were interested, and they went and they learned, and they've brought it back to their schools and their classes. And the other kids are so interested. They see that class doing that, and they want to do it, and they ask their teacher about it. So we hope it will really grow throughout the district. It's one of those things where we're teaching kids to figure things out, and their teachers are figuring some things out too. And then last but not least, congratulations to all the awardees tonight that got special recognition. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Malkin?
Same. Congratulations to all those recipients, and also to the students and the teacher that was recognized. I also attended the State of the Schools breakfast by the Forest Foundation, and I thought it was a fabulous event. I agree with Mr. Harrison, Ms. Pride, and Dr. Mitchell. Both your speeches were fantastic, and I think it was a good way to make a connection with the community that we normally don't make other than our parents. So I really would encourage that. That might be an annual thing that we do. I also attended the Mount SAC 70th anniversary this weekend, and touched base with quite a few people there that I've met before. I'm sure Ms. Pride has stomping grounds there. It was a great turnout, and they had a lot of clubs there and a lot of people. Some of our past students were there. So congratulations to the 2 Hall of Famers from Roland High School. You never know where our graduates end up. And one ended up in a judge in bankruptcy court. So you never know who you might run into in the future. I have a little brochure here if anybody wants to read it, to hear about and find out what these 2 individuals are doing. But it really makes you feel proud when you see these people come back. Also, the second principal for Roland High was there to give us a little presentation. And it was fascinating listening to the principal, one of his assistant principals, and the others just banter back and forth. It was quite enjoyable. The board was well represented at the splash pad groundbreaking over at Carol Rosas Park. So again, it was a connection between the school and the community, so I thought that was good. I attended the reception that Supervisor Kanabi had at his office on October 17th in LA, and boy, the big discussion there was SB 415. There's several school boards that were represented, and that's what everybody was talking about was SB 415. Most have already taken some action on it, so I was able to kind of find out what they're doing. I want to recognize one of Shay's former students, Adam Grijalva, and he was in the Best Buddies program for several years and then worked as an aide over at the Special Needs program. And he went to school to become a teacher and found out he really wasn't happy with the rigid requirements of being a teacher and the demands being put on him. But he loved skateboarding. So he started a 501c3 at the age of 24, got it approved, and he goes around to different parks through the County Parks and Recreation Program, and he works with kids with autism and special needs, and it's called the Skate Connection. And he does it to get kids that are withdrawn, that are autistic, to get them to come out, and he does it through skateboarding. And it's very well recognized. He's been on several TV shows now. Several newspaper articles have been written about him. And Shay was one of his motivators. So thank you, Shay, for motivating him. I also attended the YSC 54th anniversary. It was a great event. And Oswalt Academy was well represented. It was really nice. But I also want to recognize Stephen Bach. He's a graduate of Nogales High School. And he had on display there a topographical map that was interactive. It was like a 3D printer for a map. And it was just fascinating. You use that kinetic sand to build mountains. And then you have a projector that went over the top. And it projected the different layers and elevation of the hills that the child built. You put your hand down, it would create like a cloud. And then it would show the rain and how the rain would flow. And it was a project that he put together through UCI. They helped him with the computer aspects of it. And it's only one of two that's in the state of California. So he's a graduate of Nogales High School. I also attended the Asian Pacific Multicultural Luncheon. And Roland was recognized there as one of the oldest partners. So we were recognized there. And Buckboard Day Parade, it's always fun to be in that. Whether you're an observer or whether you're in the parade, it's always a great community event. And I look forward to Donna next year being active in that. And finally, tomorrow, you need to go out and vote. Most important thing. And that's it. Thank you.
I also want to congratulate everyone that received an award. I enjoyed the Alvarado presentations. And all the student speeches just touched my heart. They speak so well, all of them. In time order, I went to Orbita's Red Ribbon Commitment Assembly, and they recognized three heroes. And there was our own chief, the custodian, and the PTA president. And they were ambassador students that introduced them and talked about them. And the PTA president, it was his last year, and he didn't know his son was going to do the presentation. And so he was really surprised. They did a promise. For pledge drug-free, and then they let the balloons go, not to hurt the environment. They were special balloons. And then I attended, just like several of us did, the splash pad groundbreaking. It is at Carolyn Rosas Park and in Roland Heights, and there was actually a helmet and a shovel for all of us to pretend that we're shoveling and getting ready from Parks and Recreation. I also went to the Harvest Fest for 2016 that Mitchell Perez and Phil are pastors in our community that invited the entire community. There were lots of children trick-or-treating there and also playing games, and they gave out dinner, snacks, and drinks. Lots of families. I observed the first day of the interest-based bargaining. Very interesting. I was only going to stay a little while, but I stayed the whole time pretty much because the presenter was telling me everything that was happening. It would be good to stay. There were a lot of small groups, and trusting was a big issue amongst them all. It was very nice to observe. Next, I went to Nogales High School and observed there, and I was able to finally see the SERV program in action. where six of the kids in Serve were talking to a classroom, and then after they told them why they joined it, like they were having bad grades or doing not good in school, and now they're doing much better, they were going to be put in small groups to talk to their peers, which I think is terrific. We also observed math classes, foreign language, and more. A lot of good things happening there. And then I went to Telesis and visited many classrooms, and one science teacher said, you can ask the students what they're doing, so of course I did. And the student explained exactly what she was supposed to do, and we're hoping that ours will go the farthest, and they had all these materials to create everything. Science was my worst subject growing up. And gosh, now they teach it like all the kids love that subject. Very nice. And then at Via Quarter, we were able to view the music program. We went to four different classes and watched the instruction going on, and the kids seemed to enjoy it a lot. I, again, with everybody, almost everybody, we went to the Hall of Fame, the two gentlemen that were recognized. What I really liked is also seeing the second principal at Roland High School talk, and they also had a former teacher that was a coach that talked. He was so funny. He introduced Mr. Anthony Brown, but he was joking around the whole time, having us all laugh. And I told him, I would have loved to be in your math class, you know, because what an amazing person. Everybody that was there, it was outstanding. And then I went to the Nogales football game, because on Friday, if they won, Nogales would have went to the championship. And it was so exciting when I first got there. It was 16-0. And oh, darn, but we almost caught up. And there was a fumble, and we got it. Well, and we made it into a touchdown, and then it was really exciting because we got an interception. We ran it close to the goal, and we would have won. I mean, we would have had a chance to win, but then, of course, there was had to be a penalty, so it was called back, and then we ended up not winning, but the boys did a great job. And then after David and I won and the election almost a year ago, we were sitting there, and Heidi gave us some a suggestion and said, you know, all I can do is tell you two, can you please, why don't you go for a master's in governance? And I always remembered her suggesting that. And so I finally took my course one and learned a lot, and I'm really glad that she suggested that. And yes, tomorrow's voting, just like David, and I hope everyone goes out and remembers to vote yes on 55. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I will keep mine super duper short. Congrats to everyone who is recognized tonight. Good job to Dr. Mitchell and all the staff to put together the state of the schools, and happy Thanksgiving. We will now re-adjourn to closed session at 9:03 p.m.